Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division, and this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I please speak with the person who requested this call back?
Speaking.
All right, sir, and how can we assist you today?
I was trying to set up my unemployment.
All right, so you wanted to open a claim today, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, and what is your Social Security number, sir?
What is my Social Security number?
Right.
419-085-315.
All right. And what is your name, sir?
Eric Kate.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
2/29/1980.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
No, I have a state ID.
Okay, what's that number?
Hold on 1 second. It's 703. Hold on, I can't see. 703-2718.
All right, that's Alabama?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll keep that out because we'll have to get it again here in a little bit, all right?
All right.
All right, and what is your mother's maiden name?
Sir?
What is your mother's maiden name?
Sharon Kate.
All right.
Sir.
All right, now, you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, and you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Okay. And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
I did conscription work. No, I haven't worked for the government.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay. And has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, sir.
And have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, sir.
Okay, and have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, sir.
Okay. And what is your phone number?
205-725-0602.
What are the last four?
0602.
Oh, 0602. Okay. Okay. All right, and let's see. And you said that you don't have a license, that is your ID, right?
Yes, sir. State
That's
ID.
Alabama?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what was that number?
Okay, it's 703-2718.
Okay. And what is your race?
Black.
And what is your ethnicity? Is it Hispanic, non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Okay. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
11th.
11th, okay. You are a U.S. citizen, correct?
Sir?
You are a U.S. citizen, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, sir.
Okay. I'll get it to change pages here. Okay. Hey, hold on just a second, all right, so my computer can catch up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just give it a chance to catch up to us, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold, okay, hold on.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm... There it goes. It's, there we go. Well, I say there we go. There we go. It didn't want to catch up and turn pages here. But it did. And, sir, what is your residential address?
405 20th Avenue Northeast, Center Point, Alabama. 35215.
Okay. And you said 20th Avenue Northeast, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you said Center Point.
Yes.
Get in there. Uh-huh. Well. Center Point, Alabama. And you said the zip was 35215?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, sir, there is no apartment number or lot number or anything with that address, correct?
No, sir.
Okay.
It's a house.
Okay. Right there. And what was your occupation?
I was a sheet metal worker.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Everything likes to slow down this time of day for some reason. Guess there's so many people on the internet right now.
That can be a problem.
Yeah. We'll get you, though. Just hang in there with me, all right?
I ain't got nothing but time, sir.
Okay. It may take us a little while since it's slow, but, hey, we'll get through it.
I ain't in a hurry.
Okay, good deal. All right, and do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Yes.
Okay, so you are a union member?
No. I'm not a union member.
Okay. are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, sir.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, and are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, and since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Now let's see if it'll turn pages here again. Just hang with me.
Good.
Ah, there we go. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'd say about 25, 30 miles.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage that you'll accept?
About 25.
Okay. And are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, sir.
And do you own a business?
No, sir.
Okay. And do you work for yourself?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Are you currently working on commission or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, and have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, and do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, now, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I got a checking account.
Okay, so you want direct deposit?
Yes, sir.
And you want it in your checking, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, and what is that routing number, sir?
It's the routing number is 103-100-195.
All right, can I get that one more time for confirmation?
103-100-195.
Okay. And can I get your account number, please?
It's 248-145-796-954.
And could I get that one more time for confirmation?
248-145-796-954.
Okay. That account number or routing number has been blocked. Is that like a Cash App or Chime? Okay. Yeah, we can't take that, sir. Would you like me to send you the debit card?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, and who was your employer?
Atkins and Kimbrough Mechanical.
Atkins and Kimbrough. Let's see here. Where is it? Here. Let's see. Express, Pella, ABC, Dollar General, All Talents, Diversified, Employer, Stone Staffing. Atkins and Kimbrough, right there. All right. And what is their phone number, sir?
Hold on one second. It's 423-400.
What's the area code?
205.
205-423-what?
400. 400? 4,000.
Okay.
I'm sorry. 4,000.
Okay, 4,000. All right. Get in there, that other zero. There we go. And what city were you working in?
Birmingham.
Birmingham? Okay. And that would be Alabama.
Yes, sir.
All right. And what date did you start working with them?
Like early January.
Of what year?
Of this year.
Oh, okay. 2024.
Yes, sir.
All right. And what was the last date that you worked?
Like July the 1st.
That'd be 2024 also.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, and what's the reason that you're no longer working?
I was fired.
Okay. And what is the reason you were terminated?
They said some copper came up missing, so they fired about five people.
Okay.
Five other nukes came in.
Okay. What is the name and the title of the person who terminated you?
His name is Tim, what's his last name? Hold on. I'm not sure of his last name, but he was over the construction site.
Oh, he was a superintendent.
He was a superintendent, yes, sir.
Okay.
I don't think I never knew his last name.
That's okay. And what date did he tell you that you were terminated?
I think it was like the first, July 1st, 2024, or somewhere around that time.
Okay. Now, says, what was the final incident that caused your discharge? You said that some copper had come up missing off the job site?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's see.
And I got the paper, what they gave me. They named the guy who they thought stole. They had his name on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And my name was at the top of the paper where it had terminated.
But, so wait a minute. They got the name of the guy they thought took it.
Yes, sir.
And that wasn't you?
No, sir.
But they've terminated you for it anyway?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's see. Some copper came up missing from the job site. They think they know who did it, but they fired me anyway. Something like that, yes. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, what did you do to try and attempt to resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
Well, I went down and talked to the superintendent and told him that I had nothing to do with it, but I guess he didn't want to hear it.
Okay. So he didn't want to talk, right?
No, sir.
Okay. And they let you, and he let you go?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. And did you commit the act your employer alleges?
No, sir.
Okay. And was there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No, sir.
Okay. Let's let it catch up again. Darn it. Let it catch up with us and we'll move ahead, okay?
You're fine.
All right, and have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day at work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, sir.
Okay, and have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, sir.
Okay.
Okay, and you certify that all of your answers are true and correct, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. So what I'm going to do is ask you some randomly generated questions, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Enterprise, Birmingham, Madison, Opelika, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. All right. And, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2241 Belmore Lane, 3714 Shelby Walk, 620 Springfield Avenue, 889 44th Street North, or none of the above?
889 44th Street North.
All right. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 205 Azalea Park Lane, 44721 U.S. Highway 78, 5886 Bourne Road, 964 Wildwood Avenue, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. All right. And which of the following streets have you never lived or used as an address? Norwood Boulevard, Knight Lake Center Southwest, Gallant Drive, 39th Street, or all of the above?
Knight, what you said, the second one, Knight Gallant Way? I mean, what was the second one?
Knight Lake Center Southwest?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. All right. Which of the following states does Wanda Hacade currently live or own property? Alabama, Kansas, Mississippi, Vermont, or I am not familiar with this person?
Alabama.
Alabama. Okay. Okay, let it catch us again.
All right.
We were on a roll there for a second, weren't we? Oh, yeah. Just so it gets done, right?
That's it. That's all that matters.
Yep. Ah, okay. Now, you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. You agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you hereby, you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. You agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. You agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Now, the following instructions and phone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at, that's going to be alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and that's where you will go to update your online resume.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. All right, now, an information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. The unemployment claim uses calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. And you can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal. You just go where it says file weekly certification on the home page, or you can do it on the phone at, that's going to be 800.
Hold on, let me get a pen.
Okay.
Hold on 1 sec.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, that'll be 800-752-7389.
800-752-7389.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, now, your weekly certification can be made on Sunday from 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certification cannot be made on Saturday. And failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, okay, you will be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. All right. Now, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week, and you must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once, unless the employer wasn't hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. And for assistance with your work search, you can visit an Alabama Career Center. Okay, now I'm going to give you your confirmation number, and also I'm going to give you your PIN number as well, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, now your confirmation number is going to be
490-019-105. 490-019-105.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right, now I'm going to try and generate your PIN number and give that to you here as well. So let's let that generate. There we go. Your PIN number is going to be 1580.
Okay.
All right. And filed your unemployment claim. Is there anything else we can assist you with today?
So that'll be it.
All right, sir. Well, I do want to thank you for calling the unemployment claims line. And you have a nice afternoon, sir.
You do the same.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.